Today we want to look at the aspirations of Padre Pio. What really motivated him? I want to demonstrate that. Hello friends. On this channel, Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the life of Padre Pio. He was our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, and a miracle worker. We offer you a series of short stories. Do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for a loved one. We'd like to take this opportunity to ask you to subscribe to our channel if you haven't already and click that reminder bell thereafter. Also, do like our videos, share them with your friends and colleagues. The following story excerpts are taken from the book Padre Pio Interiorly. I guess we could say Padre Pio on the Inside, which presents Padre Pio as an exceptional confessor and also as a spiritual leader. Now, as we know, Padre Pio was a master of spirituality. He was formed in the school of Jesus and also of Mary and also the angels. So apparently Padre Pio could see the angels and they would have taught him to form part of his spirituality. And he developed a kind of spiritual guidance, which today is still urgent and of importance. His whole life demonstrates that the mercy of Christ, even today, overcomes the world, despite our confusing and dark times. So Padre Pio could say with St. Paul as a result, that the grace of God in him was not in vain, but it proves to be powerful. Padre Pio did not waste time with pointless, useless jokes, although he had a good sense of humor. And also, he didn't waste time on unnecessary words or long speeches and things like that. In fact, he did most of his preaching without preaching, or without even giving lectures. His true way of proclaiming things was by his example. And he set a tremendous example for priests, religious, and for the faithful. His way of preaching was in so many other ways. His consistent prayers, his incessant prayers, calls to repentance, his fasting and abstinence, his gentleness, benevolence. Even look at his smile and you'll see a boundless kindness there. And these are all ways that Padre Pio preached effectively. So his whole life was an outpouring or an outburst of charity, goodness, faith, hope, trust, and sacrifice. And we would put forward that he would truly match Saint Therese of Avila's ideal of the wise and holy leader. Such was Padre Pio. And his spiritual authority continues because of the mystical gifts that were given to him by Jesus. And with these gifts, he was enabled to penetrate to the inmost depths of a person's soul. And he could see there, he could read our souls almost like we would read a book. And so this explains how he knew where to begin with the soul, where grace was already working. Padre Pio, of course, did not impose himself on the soul. And he took the soul from where it was and he guided it like a father or a mother would guide their child. That was Padre Pio's approach. And so it is not surprising that not a few people ended up leaving their homes, their towns, even their countries in order to live near to Padre Pio. And so a new St. Giovanni Rotondo was built around the monastery. It was like a school benefiting all of those seeking his spiritual direction. And one can experience the love of Christ through the love of Padre Pio. It was not tied to himself. His goal was to bind the soul to Christ. And in this sense, he was totally transparent to Christ. And the grace of Christ would be able to work through Padre Pio without hindrance. In other words, Padre Pio was a saint. Padre Pio taught us that to love, to always love, is the way that opens our hearts to Christ to enter the soul. And so he had only one goal, one ambition, and that was to win all people to Christ and to create a large family of saints. including everyone, politicians, from politicians and ministers, judges, bishops, teachers, even through to the young children. And for all, he had light, advice, and good direction for all people. So that was Padre Pio's ambition, to unite everyone to Christ in a family of souls. Please do enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio, bringing your intentions to Padre Pio and Padre Pio's intentions for all of us as well. So please do enroll. You can go to the video on the end screen to see how to do that, or you can click in the link in the video description below. It'll take you through to our website.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e...